Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Well, Rebecca English wrote a lengthy piece in the Daily Mail with the headline, Queen took 2 seconds to freeze out Harry from cenotaph ceremony. Rebecca writes, the image of Harry and Meghan was perhaps the most telling of the year when it comes to their new relationship with the royals. He was in a somber suit with a red poppy and military medals. She in a long black dress. They held hands as they walked through the Los Angeles National Cemetery on Remembrance Sunday in November to lay a floral tribute to the fallen. In what was seen as a fragrant publicity stunt, the couple had chosen to release the pictures after Harry had been refused permission for a wreath to be laid at the cenotaph on his behalf that day, alongside those of other members of his family. The story around at the time, and it was not publicly corrected because the royals felt strongly it was disrespectful to turn the nation's act of remembrance into a family row, was that palace officials had made the decision without discussing it with his grandmother. But today I can reveal it was the Queen alone who was behind the refusal and that it took her all of 2 seconds to make up her mind. English quotes her source saying, people were suggesting the palace's reaction to what Harry asked was petty, but it was the Queen's decision. What's more, she actually had very strong views on the subject. And per a second source, while she has enormous admiration for Harry's achievements both in and out of the military, this was seen as an example of his lack of understanding at what it means for him to be a non-working royal. The Queen is very firmly of the opinion that you can't pick and choose what you do when it comes to the institution. Either you're in or you're out. Meanwhile, the use of Diana's photo on the Archmore website continues to get poor reviews. The Express caught that talk radio's Kevin O'Sullivan claimed the Sussexes are blatantly cashing in on the royal connections, turning being a member of the royal family into a massive income. He added that they were both using Princess Diana's legacy basically to make money. Former royal editor at The Sun, Charlie Ray, added, while Prince William tried to protect his mother over a number of years following her death, Meghan and Harry are using her for just the sake of using a hook to make money. A royal fan on Twitter joined the fray, saying, I guess it's okay for him to monetize his mother and son to promote podcasts and Netflix deals. Another Twitter user claimed, Harry is doing exactly what he claims the media did to his mum. The Express ran a poll to see if the Queen should strip Harry and Meghan. One person wrote, the USA might enjoy having a Duke and Duchess living on their shores for the novelty of it. However, when the true cost of their upkeep surfaces, they might think differently. Monarchy and Hollywood stars are not the same thing. We'll be back right after this quick commercial. Cosmopolitan writes, when Prince Charles does eventually become the king, there are a lot of protocols in place, as you can imagine. It will be the first British coronation ceremony since 1953, and it will be huge. In fact, they've already started rehearsing for it when it does happen. That being said, it deserves its own name, and it's been dealt Operation Golden Orb. During the ceremony, Charles will make his vow to God using a gold ball topped with a cross, resembling an orb, which is how the name came to be. And Cosmopolitan shared some of the royal nicknames. When the Queen is going out and about, it's of the utmost importance for the police and military to keep her safe. And for that, she's known as Sharon. While it may seem hilarious on the surface, using such an ordinary name deters anyone who may have hacked the radio waves looking for insider info on the royal. Generally, they'll just refer to her as S, the very gossip girl. While William and Kate don't have funeral code names, they do have an alias that they use when they go on holiday or on royal tours. Making them sound a little more plain Jane than a Duke and Duchess, they're therefore known as Daphne Clark and Danny Collins. Both names have the initials DC, which of course stand for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, and William shares his with an Al Pacino movie, although they're not thought to be connected. And don't forget our fellow podcasters Davina Scott and David Stevens. You may know them as Meghan and Harry, DS, Duke or Duchess of Sussex. And there you have it. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.